Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
Hello and welcome to the Round 8 Super Footy Podcast. Ben Ronk around. Later in the podcast, we're going to talk about freakish early games in careers. But let's start with the big story out of today's game. This is Sunday night. The Collingwood injury crisis, guys. Today we've got Lauren Wood and Scotty Gallen. The Pies were gallant today, but again, the hamstring itis has struck Collingwood.
Twice, unfortunately, both in the AFL and the VFL. We saw Darcy Moore go down again, didn't last too long and then sat out the rest of the day. And unfortunately for the Pies, it struck Jamie Elliott within 13 minutes of playing in the VFL. So from what we understand down at Olympic Park, he spent the first quarter on the bench. Jamie didn't take any part of the game, and then 13 minutes into the second, bang, he was down. So not too sure how bad it is at the moment. He's going to have scans, but certainly not looking good for the Pies. He's a crucial player.
Is it bad luck or bad management in the conditioning department have got issues? We hear that the surface is too hard there at Olympic Park.
It's the ground. It's the marbo. It's the vibe. There's something not right, Michael.
Crows have got it as well.
Correct.
Their hammies. But could it be that things are wrong, or they're just unlucky with players that keep breaking down?
I think it's unlucky. I mean, Elliott's history, he's just right off again this year now, really. I mean, if he's done the hammy, that's another... For him, you've got to add on 3-4 weeks to what he generally does. I think they've been unlucky, but, you know, everything's scrutinised to the nth degree. So loads, all those buzzwords we hear, something's amiss.
It's clearly an interesting one, isn't it? Because you look at teams like yours, Mick, Richmond, and all you need is luck to be on your side not have any injuries. But I'm a bit lucky,
Daniel
Scotty.
Rioli
I put it down
been
to
hasn't seen for 8 months.
he's on his way back. He's on his way back. But yeah, I'm with you. Luck. I've heard Terry Wallace on occasion talk about when these sort of things happen, the load of players, particularly over the preseason and the length of the preseason. So whether that's something that we'll see come up as well. We work, you know, our players pretty hard over the summer and get them back sort of early November. So it makes for a pretty long run into the season before things even start. So maybe that'll come up again too.
Well, they've slipped to 11th. Are you still confident, Scotty, that the Pies can feature in September?
I think we all admit the system's there, that we can now see a Buckley brand, which we've been searching for a couple of years. And yeah, this was a tough loss, but Geelong, pretty good team. They've been going all right, so it's no disgrace to go down to the Cats. I think Collingwood will need to be careful. They'll need all their play, like Pendlebury missed, obviously, this week. So
he'll be back, they say.
He'll be back. If they can get their full contingent in the second half of the year, I think they're a finals team, but they've got to be careful about how many they get behind.
Elliott, they're saying, will be a month at least. For Solo,
could
he
get a chance?
Faz.
The Faz, I think, is the official terminology.
I've liked that they haven't gone quickly back to him because it shows they've played Kidd, Stevenson, Brown, these types. But I think it might be SOS Faz.
Just a quick word on the Cats, Scotty. They're up to third. They didn't really play that well, but they got the job done. Gazza, first game back. Harry Taylor, first game back, solid. Asava Radigalia, Matty Richardson said today that he's fallen in love with him. He says he's going to be a star of the future. Your boy Stewart down back. They got a good draw too. Essendon, Carlton and Gold Coast over the next 3 weeks.
No, I mean, Tom Stewart's best on ground, I hear, and they've quietly gone around this. You know, Dangerfield played forward and just did what he had to do and sold. I think they're going really well. I mean, I know they lost to Sydney at home, which was a bit of a shock, but it's not such a shock now that what the Swans have done. I think they're travelling very nicely.
Yeah, unfortunately for teams that, you know, we've heard Carlton and Melbourne in recent weeks of, you know, the long-term rebuild, St Kilda as well. Unfortunately, Geelong, they never go away, do they? But interesting to read Jay Clark's take on the game at the MCG against the Pies of how they managed Gary Ablett against Collingwood, and sort of his numbers on how much time he spent in the midfield. So we were all pretty interested to see how they were going to manage Gazza this year and manage his load. And
they
reinvented
lesson,
him
from early on.
Where did Harry Taylor play?
Playing in the back line.
Exactly where he belongs. Exactly where he belongs. That's right.
Up there. Dangerfield just quietly got a bit of his explosiveness back, which he's been lacking all year. So look out for him. Let's talk about the big crisis at Essendon Football Club. It was an absolute stinker. The Blues were always going to break through, and they sure did, and well done to them. But Essendon are the story.
Well, Michael, it brings up my bugbear, is why do you re-sign coaches years ahead?
Couldn't agree more.
Stability.
Explain
this to me. Probably because of us.
Well, that's ridiculous. The club has to stand up. No one was after John Worsfold. I'm not saying he should be sacked or shouldn't be the bloke, but the facts are no one was chasing John Worsfold. Is that correct?
1 year would have been suffice, wouldn't
Well,
really?
Don't even let him see out his contract.
Yep.
What's wrong with... And don't say, oh, it'll appease the punters that we... No, he'll be man enough to understand it. See out the contract.
Is he the problem, though? Well, Lindsay Tanner on that said he deserved it. He got them through that first year of asardism. And then last year, he got them into the finals, albeit they got smashed by Sydney.
What? I'm talking about all coaches. Just see at the end of the contract and then assess.
All coaches 1 year or...
No, well, you look at... Okay, so he did that. And then if this year they fall off the cliff, which they're virtually off the cliff, then you assess his 3 years and go, oh, hang on, something's wrong. Whereas now, what can they do? Drop Drake Stringer. Is that the buzz there?
Yeah, drop Tipper, drop Parrish. Is he the problem, though, or is the club, this is my view, got a more overarching identity crisis, Scotty, that they still, not only are they stuck in the Asada fog, but the actual club itself is, it's just full of non-Essendon people. They made all these hirings after what they went through. They lost, you know, you go through it, David Evans, no matter what you say about him, he was running that club, he was a president, he was Essendon.
But that
blood,
was the pot
Herdy.
On him, it was all old Essendon running this.
Yeah, well... Well, these foreigners have got to get the job done, Scotty.
Interesting to hear him after the game because it was, in the end, it was a pretty lifeless performance against the Blues. But he was asked in his press conference, Wilshire, what they want to stand for. And he had an opportunity to say, this is what we want to stand for. I'm going to spell it out. And his answer was that that's up to the players. We'll see what they want to stand for in coming weeks. But so it seems like the reaction from Bombers fans, particularly on the online machine.
On the MCG concourse, I thought it was an American flag in Tehran.
Yeah, they're calling the lack of a plan B seems to be the response I'm seeing on the Twitter machine. So.
It's as much personnel. Like they're not set up. They're slow. Like Dyson Heppel, captain. Merritt's getting tagged out. They're all slow. So their midfield's just blamange, really. And then Danaher out of form. Stringer, well, please. I mean, I love Jake Stringer. He won me a premiership. He's a
Tom
shadow
Boyd
of that player.
Yeah, but I mean, yesterday, it just seemed, well, on Saturday, I should say, it just looked... they just look bereft of confidence, particularly the forwards. You know, it's getting bombed in long to them over the back sometimes. And they just didn't have the confidence to lead. Like, you know, Drake Stringer, he's capable of some pretty creative stuff and playing with a bit of flair at times, but they just look flat.
Fair dinkum 3 good weeks in a row, though. You know, in 2015, I would say. They're a sad footy club. And the 1993 reunion.
That was a bit sad.
It was sad itself. So they
got
to help.
Just a couple who didn't show up, Michael.
It was six or seven, we're told. Yes. And not all of them for the reasons of the drug saga, but many of them. Got to give Carlton credit because they were 0-7 and the green shoots just sprouted a little.
Oh, well, there's two very, I'd call them, what's the opposite to green? Very,
tree
very.
Tree trunks?
Yes, tree trunks. I mean, Kerno and Cripps, everyone has suddenly jumped on and said, oh, they're two best young players in the next 10 years, and they will be.
Yeah, and the other Kerno's having a red-hot go too.
Oh, but he could be touchy-touchy umpires.
Touchy-touchy. Well, let's just quickly touch on umpires then.
It's an interesting one. Michael Christian doesn't usually work on Sundays. We know he works on Saturdays doing the Friday night games, but they called him in to obviously cover off Power and the Suns, given that they're off to China this week. To China, as you always put
Who's
it, Mick.
Covering that for our
I think
publication.
I'm heading over tomorrow.
Off
on the big bird.
Off to Shanghai.
Are you really?
So,
that's the sort of rort you would do.
Looked at Stephen Mays. Obviously, he touched the umpire on Saturday night. They looked at that today. He's been sent straight to the tribunal. We're having an early tribunal
session. Why
couldn't
you send the other one straight to the tribunal?
Well, they didn't look at that game, Mick, because they're not going to China. So, Stephen May, Monday night tribunal, he'll go there. But Ed Kerno, that's the one. There's some behind-the-goals footage. Looks like he's doing it with a little bit of force. So we saw Greg Tom Williams. Hawkins Todd get Curley. The one. Stephen May, I reckon, will probably get one. Just a bit silly.
Was it diesel?
I don't know if we're going 6 to 8, but Ralphie's covered this off for the Monday paper.
He'll be all over at the
and,
buzz.
Multi-week, I think, is the phrase that's been used in that story.
How about how when it rains, it pours? We haven't had one for
years.
Three in a week. It's crazy.
All right. Well done, Blues. Now, the big, huge game, unfortunately, will be buried in some twilight session somewhere next weekend, but the two runaway teams, West Coast versus Richmond next Sunday.
Wumble in the West.
What is it?
The Wumble in the West.
Wumble.
A Wumble.
Please explain.
Give me something that means rumble, but starts with a W.
Has West Coast got a tagger? Because North Melbourne exploited Richmond's Achilles heel.
You saw the game. Tell us about Jacobs on Dusty.
Ben Jacobs, do yourself a favour. It's fun to go and watch him. He just runs away from the ball, doesn't look at the ball, and Dusty was just...
Is it all within the rules?
Yeah. He doesn't put physicality on him. He's just there. He's just always there. And Dusty, 1 minute in, just shook his head, went full forward.
Said, I'm in for a long day.
Yeah, and he was not terrible. He did some nice things late.
He did a great don't argue on Josh Simkin at one point. He copped him square.
But the guy Jacobs usually goes to, Koch, got off the chain.
I think Ben Cunnington was about 100 metres ahead of him, but he made some ground on it. And Koch was inspirational. But tagging Dusty, I know you'll laugh, Michael, it gave an insight in that you can limit him. I mean, you've got to have someone who can take him
off in form, I reckon, last month.
Well, I mean... The Tigers are that good, as Damien Hardwick said, Lambert, all these guys step up because they're a very good team. But it's one that other clubs will look at.
An interesting one. We always hear coaches say
you're clutching at straws.
No one stuff. Tags, and we saw Curno do it to Zach Merritt on Saturday, who's worn one for most of the year. Just do it.
Daniel Hines.
We love seeing it.
During Geelong's famous years, everyone should have a tagger. If I'm a coach, I want a tagger.
And look, I'm opposite to you. I like waiting all weekend for the big one. Settle in at about 4:30 on Sunday afternoon. A packet of chips. Okay. It'll be magnificent. Be
nice. Kane Lambert, Jack Dye medalist, has a nice ring to it, Scotty. Oh. West Coast, have we underrated them?
Because I have. I refuse to pick them.
Nat Nui without Shuey.
I never pick them.
A few others to win over there.
Is that why you're so far down
Correct.
In the tipping?
Correct. That was a good win. I mean, it showed up the Giants, though. The Giants, they got a big whiff about them.
We'll get to them.
The Eagles, without Shuey. No, Nat Nui comes back. They're pretty impressive.
Jack Darling, finally.
He is looking the goods. Oh. Adam Simpson was under fierce pressure.
He was. He's changed his look. He got rid of Mitchell and Pritis left.
Yep.
And they're a different outfit in the midfield. Oh, they're pretty formidable.
Yeah. I don't want to say this in front of you, Mick, that I'll be tipping West Coast. Still a few days to go.
No,
but
I'll stick fat.
I cannot wait.
It'll be a cracker. GWS, is it over? Is the... Frankenstein, the green, the orange tsunami. I know they've got injuries, but have they missed their window?
Well, they're playing West Coast, missing two or three of their best players, and they're a bit lifeless. They just don't get excited. If you stop their run, their razzle and dazzle, there's a few, like Heath Shaw's a different player now. He's struggling. Cameron, they don't get enough the footy. Like Ward and Shield and that are good players, but they're going to Tasmania this week against North. I don't like them at all.
The Lamborghini's been up on the jack for a few weeks, hasn't it? Again, a Ferrari, whatever it was, a luxury vehicle. But it just goes to show, like we were saying earlier, injuries just have a massive toll. You've got players out that make other players better.
But they should have beaten West Coast at home.
In front of about 28 people.
Yeah, there was
no
good,
less.
29, I count. They were good.
I look at GWS now as the other metaphor from the Ferraris. In a game of pokey and you get ace, Scotty, you've got to win that hand.
Correct.
And I'm not sure they're going to win it.
You should be winning.
You reckon the windows, that was their window and
I just feel as though it's slipping.
When they lost
they're
the greatest
out of the
game.
They're ninth. After 10
the draw,
rounds.
The draw might cost them.
Long live the draw.
I tipped St Kilda that day.
That's
the only thing I did
well. Well done. The other expansion club is going absolutely horrendous. Gold Coast. Now, their Neafl team didn't kick a goal in an entire game. They drew a crowd of 6,000 at the Gabba, which, the Pirates...
Is that all was there?
Peninsula Old Boys got a bigger crowd at Como Park this weekend. Tom Lynch is out with the knee. They've lost 4 of 5. They're going to China.
Probably Tom Lynch is out, probably without their co-skipper too, Stephen May. He'll face
Day's
the tribunal.
Day's got done
he
for belting
gone.
Someone. He's gone. Sam Day's gone.
Yeah, he got a week.
He got a week.
So it's,
and they're against Camperdown Ken's Port Adelaide Football Club.
Yeah. And I mean, we looked at it at the start of the year and you sort of ran your finger down the fixture and went, so when are they back at Metricon? Kept going, kept going, kept going. Of course, victims of the Commonwealth Games. They've absolutely ripped Metricon apart and put it back together again. You saw it up there a few weeks ago, Scotty.
Well, you both saw it on the TV.
It was...
Laura did.
I did manage to get to the Athletics. It was a fantastic night. Thank you very much. But
Gold Coast working, Lauren?
Oh, yes, yeah, so. They're always going to be there.
It's hard.
Yeah, because we're going to keep putting good money after
but
that.
We talk about clubs being up against it, and, you know, Bolts came out after Carlton's win yesterday and said, oh, we've been up against it, injuries. There is no club in the competition that has been up against more at the moment. I'm not trying to make excuses for them,
Essendon?
But Gold Coast.
Oh, please.
They won't be home
Richmond
again
for 37 years.
Another few weeks. They've had injuries. They've had off-field troubles.
They've been unlucky.
It's all been... Right. A hell of a bad hand.
They'll lose by 200 points. Here.
But when Tom Lynch leaves, last man out, turn off the lights. Now, one of the greatest games in history on in Adelaide on Saturday night. I think it was Saturday night. Was it Twilight?
I was at the movies, missed it.
It was the Twilight. Wow.
So I've heard people say it was the best last 3 minutes of a game, and I wanted to say no, and then I thought about it. I mean, Port were incredible. Then Adelaide kicked 3 goals, and then your man, Motlop.
I love
bang.
It. He gets, he cops it, but that's why you recruit him. You're recruiting for that 10 seconds.
The smarts.
But the balk, and then there was about 4 of them coming at him, and he still killed. Oh, I loved it.
So were you at the movies? Or
I was at the movies. Yeah, no, I committed to a bit of, what was it, that Infinity War Marvel action.
Lightning McQueen.
Yeah, and I'm looking at my phone at, like you're not supposed to. I'm like, oh, hang on, I've missed something good. So I watched the last 5 minutes. It was very impressive.
Amazing. Robbie Gray, I've been a massive fan
that.
On
Did
for
Kenny
a really
say
long
the
time.
Best player in the comp?
I think that was exactly
he
what he said. He's
marbles.
Gone from working in a factory, plucked him from nowhere, so he's done very well. Kenny's celebration, though.
He needs to be fined by the players during the week.
Well,
I think
he'll
better bring $5 to training. Yeah.
So do you know Kenny?
What
happened?
I did get a text message off him. And he called himself, I'm not out of school here, called himself a WANKER. Yeah, he was a bit embarrassed.
That's
but I think
a good description of what happened.
The pressure was on because he'd never won a derby. So, and I think it was kicked, was that the 0-5 thing, and then suddenly
massive,
he's got one.
Because they're back in the eight, and as I said, Giants are out. So it's a real log jam for all those teams playing for second.
I'm desperate to get to one. Just putting it out there for the Herald Sun hierarchy. If we happen to need a Melbourne journo to head over and cover the showdown, I'm happy to put my hand up. An amazing sporting event.
Thank you, next. Well,
Lauren, tell me about your team, St Kilda, because they are...
Do you pay for St Kilda?
Oh, we love all our teams equally here.
You kept
the,
that very low-key.
The Herald Sun, yes.
I've known you for 25 years. I didn't even know that.
Yes. It's unfortunate.
Where do we start? Goal kicking?
Well, one goal to half-time, I think.
Not ideal.
You're 22 blokes who have been drafted for a reason, and if you're producing one goal... In what do we end up with? About 65 minutes of footy by the time it gets to half time. That's not on. They've completely dropped off the perch. Tim Membry's gone from being one of the most accurate in the comp to the worst. I think officially now St Kilda has dropped below the Western Bulldogs for the worst goal kicking team in the competition at the moment. So they'll be doing everything they can to arrest that. I know that they were hoping the trip to Frio might sort of, you know, they love a bit of bonding and teams, you know, galvanising.
It was a spark in the third quarter. I'm looking for positives. There was a spark. Mm. They found a bit of mojo.
Yeah.
And they play the Pies.
Potentially, though, night, Jake Carlisle.
Saturday night. Oh, what's Jakey done?
Oh, he got a bit of a head knock. Okay. So, be interesting to watch that. But
Saturday night, if they bring their pressure against the Pies, that's an interesting one.
Well, they've slumped to 16th on the ladder. I heard a few people say they'd rather be coaching Carlton or Brisbane than St Kilda.
Oh, I agree.
It's
Carlton's
an interesting
got the
one.
Talent. Yeah, and so is Brisbane. Yeah.
And have improved. I heard a lot of people talking over the weekend about which St Kilda players have taken a significant step forward this year. And, you know, you look at Carlton, for example,
Billings.
You mentioned Kerno, you mentioned Cripps. You know, these players that just grab the game by the scruff of the neck when it's there to be grabbed. And, yeah, unfortunately, the Saints, they need a bit of spark, don't they?
Good win from Frio under fierce pressure.
He's going to win the Brown.
Yeah,
you know, he's going to win the Brown.
That guy, is he in any danger of the incident... I didn't think so personally, but I've heard some say that Fifedom could man Carlisle.
So it was a bit of a run through. So Carlisle sort of over the ball, a player waiting to tackle him, and Fife sort of comes through and in the any stride, so he hasn't sort of broken stride or changed direction, his left leg comes through in stride and knees Carlisle in the head.
Yeah, so that's not his fault.
It's going to be an interesting one. There was another incident too. I can't quite think of it right now, but yeah, it's. I mean, he's the Brownlow favourite.
He's protected.
We'll all be watching incredibly closely on Monday afternoon for Chris O's finding.
I think he'll be fine.
I think he should be. Yeah.
Luke McDonald might not be at the game.
Yeah, no, that looks sloppy. There's a week holiday there. Are you guys sold on Melbourne?
Yeah, because Max Gawn is the best ruckman in the
comp. The king of the world.
Brayshaw's given him another element they haven't had because he's a gun, and we've always waited for him to show. I think, yeah, Lever's settling in, McDonald back. I quite like them, and I've taken a while to like them.
Isn't it interesting they've taken a completely different approach to your team, who sort of made small forwards in vogue and just Jack as the target up forward, and yet they're working Tom McDonald, Jesse Hogan, Sam Wiedemann, and then throwing Maxi in there at times too, and it's just working beautifully. The tall timber, it's working for Simon Goodwin, so he'd be wrapped.
Are the Bulldogs back? It's Jack McRae just playing one of the great individual seasons.
Talk about Brownlow.
Talk about not manning people up. You'd think, you'd do your stats coming in and think maybe McRae could be a problem. He gets busy everywhere.
He gets it a bit.
And Brisbane have got a lot of youngsters, maybe learn the game, go and follow him. Yeah. Anyway, no, they're going well. They've got Adelaide in Adelaide Friday night, but a bit of respect. They're clearly better than the bottom rung, which we've all known. And if they get their players back, but Norton went down, we've got more injuries.
Now, we talked about it off the top. We'll have a bit of fun at the end. Not necessarily great debuts, but great games early in your career. And I remember Daniel Metropoulos for West Coast Eagles kicked 6 or 7. I think it was on debut against St Kilda many years. But the Ronk on Friday night, not only did he snag 7, but if you go back and watch them, that's particularly the sixth one, where he basically beat 4 Hawks and turned
in traffic and just turned around and kicked it.
It was a magnet, and even the last one to take that mark.
It's ice the game.
Amazing to think he didn't actually know his way out onto the ground either. He had to ask John Longmire. John Longmire, I think, said something, you're going to head out and have a kick on the ground or something along those lines. And he said, I actually don't know how to get out there. He'd never been on the MCG before, couldn't find his way from the rooms to the ground, but he's made himself at home, didn't he?
10 tackles as well, which is... I don't know what he had in Supercoach, 120 odd maybe.
Had it? I left him
on the bench.
Oh, don't talk.
Give us a few. Go on.
There's only one we need to talk about. John Georgiadis, for Footscray fans out there. He came in debut round 1, 1989. He kicked 8 against Carlton, and he was the Messiah. He only played 15 games and disappeared a couple of years.
Funny how that
disappeared up the race. Never
Johnny Georgiadis, left footer from WA. I loved him.
Oh no, mine kicked on and mine was on debut. Andrew Walker from Carlton. Yes. He was 17. I fished out the numbers. 17 years old. He had 26 touches, 4 tackles, 9 marks, 3 clearances against West Coast.
It was an epic game.
Massive.
And in the end, it was the knees, but luckily he found the pentasan polysulfate sodium there towards the end, Scotty. Now I tell you, Dean Polo. One of the great debuts in history in Dreamtime at the G. He had the leopard hair tips and he won the Yokin medal. I think it was his best game ever.
That was it for Dean. All the best.
Ended up at St Kilda.
Jared Brennan had a very good one for Brisbane. I don't know the stats, but he had an extraordinary one on debut.
All right. Anything else, guys? That is all. We'll see you next week on the Super Footy Podcast.
Menards Black Friday sale is here. Get everything you need to bring home the holidays. A Nerf Blaster dog toy blasts tennis balls 75 feet. Fun for you and your pup. Just $15.99. Delicious to buy chocolate is $12.99 a bag. Color-changing squish lamps and Performax drill bit sets are only $4.99 each. Menards has great Black Friday gifts for everyone in your family. Hurry in while supplies last. Good through November 30th. See Menards.com for details.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.